So again, we want to get past this, so good, but it's a little bit a big one. So we've been discussing Avodah Zarah. Let's talk a little more about Avodah Zarah and Shabbos and the relationship to Kol HaTorah Kula and Agav, some other things. So we started with the idea of Rav Hanan. What is the idea, Ari, of Rav Hanan? He surprised us a little bit, Rav Hanan, right? At least me, I should say. How did Rav Hanan surprise us a little bit? Or what did Rav Hanan say? We'll just go to that. That a mumin l'avodah zarah would be kasher l'shechita. He's not considered to be a mumin l'chol ha'torah kula. Okay. So again, one of the things that we've been discussing, we don't paskin like Rav Hanan. That's pretty clear. So, but of course, it's important to understand what he says, and you know, there's a dual significance to what he says. Number one is a foil, because we don't paskin like him. So it's important to understand what it is that we're rejecting. And by extension, in other words, whether there isn't, are we completely rejecting Rav Hanan, or are we, you know, reassessing, you know, what is important for this particular halacha? Another way to say that, again, what did we discuss on Thursday? At least what I was trying to project was that there are, and there could be more, but at least, you know, three, I guess, levels. Or three issues, right, to consider when assessing Avodah Zarah, or you know, things parallel to it with respect to this question. One is the Chomer HaIsur, or the Maisa HaAveira, per se. That's one element. It's hard to believe that Rav Hanan, you know, disagrees about the Chomer of Avodah Zarah. And that's pretty well established. You know, in the Torah itself, in Torah Shabbat Tzav, and in the Torah Shabbat Peh. And frankly, you know, even without all of that, you know, it's a davar pashut that, you know, what we call, you know, kofar bi'ikar, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, lo yelecha Elohim acherim al panai, it's a davar pashut that Avodah Zarah is antithetical to, you know, the core idea of the Rabbonu Shel Olam and Yahadus, etc. The idea that Rav Hanan somehow has a different view or is softer or more moderate on the Isur of Avodah Zarah, that doesn't seem to be credible. I say because he still has to contend with all the evidence and just the force of logic of it. And, you know, there would be no reason to think that. And in parallel, I've been trying to suggest that we should also look at a parallel, different but parallel issue, and that is the discussion between Rabbi Yishmael and the Chachamim with regard to Yehoreg Bal Yavor. Right there too, Rabbi Yishmael takes what seems to be the Makel view, you can call it, in that he holds that Bitzina, we treat Avodah Zarah the same way that we treat other Averos. And in other words, that if somebody's life is at stake, that we say Yavor v'al Yehoreg, and not Yehoreg v'al Yavor. Again, it's hard to accept that Rabbi Shmuel's argument with the Chachamim has anything to do with the Chomer Hadavar of Avodah Zarah, frankly. Again, it's the, you know, the Aseres HaDibros, it's the, you know, the counterpart to Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Again, in, you know, it's perfectly clear that there was some special communication between the Ribbono Shel Olam and Klal Yisrael with regard to the first two Dibros. There's a debate among the Mefarshim, right, whether or not that's the only ones that, you know, that was conveyed through Kol Hashem. That's one very, very prominent view, that was the only one, and then Klal Yisrael, you know, basically petitioned Moshe Rabbeinu. It's a very shocking idea. You know, here you have the opportunity to hear Kol Hashem, or to experience, you know, Gilui Shechina in a more intense way. But again, the capacity, I guess, and the fear factor neutralize that. So that's, of course, a very prominent view. Even the view that says that all the Aseres HaDibros, you know, were conveyed by the Ribbono Shel Olam agrees that the clarity, I guess, I mean, there are different ways to say this. They're all really quite interesting. But the clarity or the need for, some sort of additional either intervention or, something, to kind of, make this a more conducive, I guess, experience for Klal Yisrael was needed. Either way, the first two, Anochi and Lo Yeh Elohim Acherim Al Panai, clearly have a special status. And Chazal understand that that special status has to do with the core role that Emuna and its antithesis of Avodah Zarah play in Yad. So the idea that Rabbi Shmuel and Ravanan, and again, Lo Sa'avdeim, I mean, it's, the Onesh and the language that the Torah uses and all the Dinim, elaborated in Masechet Avodah Zarah and Masechet Sanhedrin, all those things. We don't have like a general pattern, pretty much, that Rav Hanan and Rabbi Shmuel, are softer on Dinei Avodah Zarah, right? And the fact that there is, I'm going to speak about the Psukim in just a minute, but the fact that there, might be a special din of Isur Hanoah. Some of you, a lot of you, are learning Masechet Avodah Zarah either in the afternoon or night or both. So the special dinim of Isra Hanan of Arizara, Yidbach, Ma'uma Menacherim, and, why it needs a special din of Isra Hanan, and what that also encompasses. The Abzrayuk, extensions of Arizara, assuming that they don't, fit in perfectly, with parallel things. Meaning that the status of Arizara, as reflected in Dini Arizara, the role of Makshava and Avodah Zarah, Lekula and Lechumra, for understandable reasons, because it's about theological purity, theological affirmation. So the idea of, this being a violation, believe, when you affirm it or believe in it. At the same time, when you give lip service to it, what its status is, that's also very fascinating. That's an argument, both of these are arguments, in the Mefarshim and the Rishonim. But again, the idea that Lekula or and Lechumra, that, that Kavana or Lev, plays a different role in Avodah Zarah than anything else, all these things basically are very, very compelling. It's clear that Avodah Zarah has this prominence, Bein L'Chachamim, Bein L'Rav Yishmael, Bein L'Rav Anan. So then the question is, what's the Nekudas HaMachlokas? What I was trying to explain was that I think that, there are several unique features and facets of Avodah Zarah. Some of this is true about some of the other core prominent Averos as well. And again, as we would expect, there are nafkamina between these various dimensions, but that doesn't mean that there isn't also overlap between them. I mean, it's not a coincidence, that some of these factors, converge, when you're talking about a core, axiom, of the faith. So one, of course, as I say, is the chumra of the Maisa Aveira or the Chomer Ha'iser. Those are slightly different things, too. But, obviously they're connected to each other a lot. The Chomer Ha'iser in the abstract and the Chumra of the Maisaver when you're Oved Avodah Zarah. That's one element. The second element, as we've been discussing, is the idea of what impact being an Oved Avodah Zarah as a status is on the Gavra, in terms of being a Gavra Russia, and again, slightly different but a lot overlap, a Mumar, a Bogeid, a Meshumad, whatever you want to call it, a Min, an Apikores, meaning his both in terms of, and this I think breaks down, to a few things, but especially, number one, in terms of rebelliousness, and that's very relevant to our sugya, which we'll discuss in just a minute, how much of a rebel, traitor, he is to the Rabbona Sholem, to the Jewish people, etc., as well as, the degree to which, again, his commitment, his faith commitment, like, is totally unacceptable, right? The heresy part of it. The Begida part of it, the heresy part of it, if you can split them. But that's all has to do with his status as a Gavra. And then the third element, just trying to keep it at three, but again, some of these are broken down more, is I think the more Mechudash one that you know, jumps off the page of our Sugya, as we discussed, and that is the impact that Avodah Zarah has on the framework of Shmiras Kol HaMitzvos, the extent to which it embodies, you know, Kol HaTorah, as we discussed, Kol HaModeh, you know, how does it go in our Gemara again? David? Kol HaKofer B'Avodah Zarah. Yeah. That's where our Gemara reads. And in the Chilta, which Rashi quotes in Bamidbar, has it the opposite way. Right? Kol HaKofer, I'm sorry, Kol HaModeh, right, B'Avodah Zarah, Ki'ilu Kofer B'Kol HaTorah Kula. Again, the more Mechudash one, in my opinion, is ours. But both of them, you know, I think are slightly different. Again, if we are making these distinctions, there's a lot of overlap. You know, again, is the fact that there's Chomer Ha'iser and a, you know, extreme, you know, Chumras Maisa Aveira coincidental with the fact that, you know, this is the ultimate, from a theological point of view, Begida or Minus? And is that coincidental, the fact that, you know, not only do we look at it as, you know, violations and, you know, stature or status, you know, that puts you, you know, very, very distant, you know, from, but that it also kind of pulls the rug from under the entire framework and renders everything else that you do, you know, insignificant. Obviously, those are not coincidental, but they are different dimensions. And you can zero in, you know, probably, as we'll discuss, this third one is the most mechudash. The idea that the Chomer HaIsur and the Maisa Aveira and the Rishus HaGavra, right, I'll just say in terms of Rav Hanan and in terms of Rabbi Yishmael, right, those elements are probably, you know, beyond any kind of question. Again, you know, it's Noveya from the Psukim and from logic and, you know, all of those things. This element of our Gemara and the Mechilta, if we understand it to mean something different, again, you could say that the words just mean, it's another way of saying, like, you know, Chamura hi or Shkula hi, you know, Kekola Tarakula. And those words, Shkula or Chamura, can also refer to the Maisa Deira or to the Chomer HaIsur. This stacks up, you know, against all those other things. Like when we say, like, tzitzis is shkula kekola mitzvahs in a positive way. We don't mean that if you don't put on tzitzis, you know, then all other mitzvahs that you do, you know, have zero meaning. Right? What we mean by that is, again, whatever it's based on, the tcheles or the tayag or, you know, whatever it is, the risimoso or the, you know, where it comes in terms of parshas shlach, which we'll get to in a second, not the tzitzis part, but the Avodah Zarah part. Where all that stands, you know, establishes that, you know, it has not just tzitzis isn't just a mitzvah. There are some mitzvos that are, you know, that have relevance across the board. They're mitzvos that have to do also with or maybe even primarily with, you know, an attitude of kol HaTorah kula. So risimoso uschartem is called mitzvos Hashem, etc. Establishes that tzitzis, you know, is that one of those kind of a mitzvah, not just a standalone. You know, maybe what's singular about it is, you know, and then maybe that explains a lot about the tchelis and the lava, but we're not going to get into that right now. But no one thinks that that means that absent the mitzvah of tzitzis, which anyways only requires, as we've been discussing, it's a kiyum, it's a very important mitzvah, right? But, you know, where beged shel darba kanfos, you know, you can walk around without tzitzis, not violate anything, and certainly every other mitzvah that you do is fine. And even if you are wearing a beged shel dalet kanfos, nobody thinks that the other mitzvahs that you are performing are undercut by that, but you've just lost an opportunity to do something, you know, which is a global mitzvah, you know, not just a narrow specific mitzvah. So one could have said, you know, that on the negative side, that's what we're talking about in these Mamare Chazal too. We're saying, you know, what you've done here is a davar, which is so chamor that, you know, you could put it on the weight, on the scales, whatever it's called, and it will, you know, weigh, you know, against the rest, right? But if it means, and especially, again, our formulation, but even the Mechelta, you know, this other idea, what I call the linchpin idea, or the framework idea, then that is a bit of a different, you know, perspective. That's basically saying you cannot compartmentalize Avodah Zarah. Shouldn't compartmentalize anything, obviously. You know, but in Avodah Zarah, fundamentally, you can't do it. If you're over in Avodah Zarah, you know, you can't say, oh, but I'm every chumrah, you know, of, you know, whichever, whoever's machmir out there, of the poskim. So I'm machmir on every single one of them. The only thing is, one thing, like Avodah Zarah, right? It renders everything you do not just not good enough, but it renders it meaningless, you know, totally insignificant. You're not doing, you're not being Shomer Shabbos, and you're not being Shomer Kelayim. You know, it may look to others that way because they don't know, you know, that you have completely, you know, undercut this linchpin, but al pidin, you know, as a chalos, in a real, as a real hagdara, you know, there are no taryav mitzvos, you know, when you violate Avodah Zarah. That's a big, big, extensive statement. And what it means is that, you know, Avodah Zarah isn't just in its own right, but it has this other bigger idea. So I think that what Rav Hanan, the best way to explain Rav Hanan, is not that he's, you know, in any way more moderate about the Chomer HaIsor or the Ma'isa Aveira, even about the Begidas HaGavra, or the Rishas HaGavra, or the Minus HaGavra, but that he just disagrees with this, you know, more, even more ambitious formulation. And what he's saying is, it doesn't make you a Mumra B'chol Torah Kula, you can compartmentalize even Avodah Zarah. You're not happy about it, but make it clear also. Rav Hanan, he's a saying, or maybe thinks, you know, this is a way back. People are peculiar. You know, they can, somehow hold these different things in a meaningful way in their lifestyle at the same time. And people really are peculiar, by the way. That is really true. But the Cholkim and Rav Hanan don't disagree that people are peculiar. You know, they just think, you know, that in the end of the day, al pidin, this kind of compartmentalization, you know, is not a tenable position. Again, you would want it to be because, you know, then you're still holding on to, you know, some sort of Kedushas Yisrael or the significance of mitzvos, and we believe that's also, you know, a way back and a method of tshuva. So in a way, you know, no one wants to take the harsh view. But I think in the end of the day, what we're saying is for this system to be meaningful and significant, you know, it has to be built upon certain core and elemental, you know, things. So I think that is the, you know, issue when it comes to Rav Hanan. And I think, you know, when it comes to Rabbi Shmuel, I think it's a slightly different question. And that is a question, again, of Yehari Balyav. Of course, the case of Rabbi Shmuel is, number one, we're dealing with an anos. We're dealing with both with pikuach nefesh and onus, which means that, you know, we're not talking about, you know, avodah zarah belave or avodah zarah, you know, which he chooses. Not necessarily talking about rishus agavra at all. Right there, you're talking about either chumras o aveira, right, or, again, I don't want to go to that whole sugya right now, just touch it for a second. It's also relevant for the Radbaz discussion. Or Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem. Rabbi Shmuel, in the sugya in Sanhedrin, And in Avodah Zarah, you know, basically argues that, you know, Avodah Zarah Bitzina is doesn't trigger Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem, and therefore we should treat it, you know, like other other violations. Yeah. Say that one more time.
Can you please just repeat what you...
Oh, I was saying that Rabbi Ishmael basically assumes, I think, two things. One is that Bitzina, there is no violation of Chilul Hashem. Okay? And the second thing is that there is a heter, pikuach nefesh, vis-a-vis the Chomer Ha'isur, or the Maisa Avera of Avodah Zarah. So let me explain what each of those is. Again, the language of Rabbi Shmuel. Oh, did I forget to bring Sanhedrin? Anybody have the... You have it, Alex? Yeah, you can do it.
What
are you reading from Sanhedrin?
Yeah,
Ein Daled. Okay, go ahead. Okay, so what Rabbi Shmuel says is, number one, there's a heter pikuach nefesh, correct? That's v'chai bohem v'lo shiyom esbohem. Ah, you'll ask me, what about the obligation to give up your life on the basis of Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem? The answer is it's Bitzina. Okay, so those are, that's exactly the two assumptions that I was making. Number one, from an Iser and a Chomer Iser Chomer Maisa Avera point of view, Pikuach Nefesh applies here, correct? And number two, Chilul Hashem, which we will acknowledge as a factor in Yehoreg V'Yavar, because, you know, Parhesia is also a reason for Yehoreg V'Yavar, right? You know, then comes the question, Esther Farhesia, right? Now I don't want to start singing again, you know, maybe Tuesday. Right? So that's kind of what Rabbi Shmuel is suggesting. And the Chachamim, who disagree? What's that? Namely, that?
That you don't have...
That a Vodazar is excluded. But based on what? You have the line in the card?
In who the Omer Kirby Ezer, Tanya, Ezer, Omer, the Abdes, the Kapapapal, the Pulnapapal, the Defa, in Nemar, the Pulnapapa, Laman, Emar, the Pulnapapa, the Defa, in Nemar, the Pulnapapa, Laman, Emar, the Pulnapapa, in Mishka, Adam, Shetty, Shigupa, Kobe, love, me, Mimono, Kathnamar, the Pulnapapa, in Mishka, Adam, Shimono, Kobe, love, me, Gupa, Kathnamar, the Pulnapapa.
Yeah. Okay, so this, of course, is the question. What are the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel? What do they hold? And this is a massive topic. Right. So they quote a pasuk, V'ahavtas Hashem Elokecha. By the way, that pasuk, what do you think about that pasuk? Yoni, as a makar for this name.
It comes with the concept of Shema, it's like
okay, meaning, so, and therefore it's problematic, suggestive, both at the same time.
It doesn't really counter the idea of Kiddush Hashem.
You would have expected, we'll say it this way, I think is what you're saying, what would you expect, what kind of mocker would you expect? It?
Something that says that Chilul Hashem applies in
Bitzin. Okay, possibly. Or if not that, then something that says that, Simcha? How bad Avodah Zarah is. Right? One or the other, because those are the two, or both, could be true also. Right? And as I say, you could disagree with Rabbi Shmuel for one of two reasons, or possibly both. I believe the Rambam thinks that the answer is both, but I'm not going to go into that right now. I mean, the Rambam deals with the Nyanei, Yehoreg V'Yavar, and Perakei, Fokus Yisodei HaTorah. Perakei, Fokus Yisodei HaTorah, is all about Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. Kol Bet starts with the Kol Beis Yisrael, and also an interesting phrase, Beis Yisrael. Kol Beis Yisrael Metzuvin Al Kiddush Hashem. That's how Perek Hei Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah, you know, begins. And Perek Hei Hilchos Yisodei HaTorah ends with a discussion of the Gemara in Yoma. I think I mentioned this actually this year. When? on Hanukkah. With a discussion of the Gemara in Masechet Yoma, of, you know, v'haftas Hashem Elokecha, shehei divrei, shehei shem shemayim b'sahev, you know, al yadecha. Okay, so the whole context of treatment is in Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. We can contrast it with the Shulchan Aruch, who deals with this in Hilchos Avodah Zarah. You know, again, the Shulchan Aruch didn't have the equivalent of Hilchos Sodei HaTorah, methodologically. However, the Rambam did have Hilchos Avodah Zarah. It's not where he put it. Right? So this is an interesting question. So the Chachamim who disagree with Rabbi Shmuel, broadly speaking, have one or two or both avenues to disagree. One is to say that it's true, it says, V'chai b'hem v'lo sh'yamas b'hem. Right? But that doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. We'll talk about the other two in just a second, very briefly. Doesn't apply to Avodah Zarah. But why not? I mean, V'chai b'hem v'lo sh'yamas b'hem, highest value of life. No? The answer is maybe no. You know, practically the highest value in life, or a life, you know, the quality of which, you know, is defined by the ability, you know, to maintain your theological integrity, meaning to have a relationship with the Ribbono Shel Olam and not to compromise that. That's the V'chai Bohem, you know, V'chai Olam Nata B'Sochenu, but not one which comes at the expense. Actually, Sefer HaChinuch says this. He says that the din of Yehor Vayavar should not be perceived, you know, as a compromise. I'm, you know, expanding what he says, I admit it, but this is kind of what he says. It shouldn't be perceived as a compromise of Chai Bohem. You know, it should be perceived as an important qualification of what Chai Bohem is really all about, which is, you know, quality of life. And quality of life includes the capacity, you know, for a meaningful life, which means a life of integrity as an Oved Hashem. So if you have to compromise, you know, so much from a core perspective, that's not the life, you know, which overrides the Chaybah. So one could say that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we'll get to the other two in just a second, that the Chomer Atzman, you know, the Iser and the Maisa Avera, do not justify the Chaybahem. That's where the difference is between us. Again, that doesn't have to be a machlokas about how terrible Avodah Zarah is, because it's a hard call, you know. Especially remember, you know, just like, again, I said it before, I'll say it again, that this is not a voluntary Avodah Zarah, right? This is a, you know, somebody putting a gun to your head Avodah Zarah. There are really two cases, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, which is about an anos, and the Gemara in Psachim, which is about an illness, meaning Bakol Misrapin, there's a sugya in Kol Shah, Bakol Misrapin Chutz Me'atzei Hashem. So in both cases, we're not talking about somebody who volunteers, you know, to do an act of Avodah. In our sugya, we're talking about a voluntary Avodah Zarah, a mumar. We're talking about a mumar, we're talking about somebody who's Nebuch finds himself in an intolerable, you know, situation. Hard to judge such a person no matter what he's supposed to do, right? So the Rabbi Shmuel says, Kahai Gavna, there's still a heter of Pikuach Nefesh. And the Chachamim may argue and say, that's not true. The Chomer HaIsur of Avodah Zarah is Ad Kedei Kach, that even B'Mokom Ones, even B'Mokom Ones and Pikuach Nefesh, right, you are still, maybe like the Chinuch, from a qualitative life point of view, obligated, you know, to give up your life, or maybe it's the, you know, this overrides that. However you want to say. Indeed, the Ramban in Mulchamos, in Sanhedrin, on Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, uses the expression that the reason that we say Yehareg Valyavo for the Gibel Averos is because of Chomer Atzman. It's a language, terrific language, that the Ramban coins, meaning because of the Chomer HaDavar, the Ma'isa Avera, the Chumras HaIsur. That's one way. The other way to say it, and they're not mutually exclusive, I believe the Rambam thinks both are true, the other way to say it is, no. That B'chai Bohem, in theory, trumps or especially b'makom onos, you know, would be a heter in theory, even to be over the Manazara, the onos, especially since ein libo, or libo remains b'shamayim, ein libo b'manazara, right? He's being forced to do this. So that is true, right? But the idea that there isn't a chilul Hashem sufficient to generate this response, right? That's the nekudas ha-machlokas. The Torah does say, "Benikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael, lo sechalu Hashem kachi, benikdashti besoch b'nei Yisrael." So the idea would be that that's true, all things being equal. There's something called chilul Hashem b'tzinam. There's something called chilul Hashem b'parhesia. Typically, you know, for chilul Hashem, you know, for something to be considered a chilul Hashem, it needs to be b'parhesia. But sometimes, maybe there are certain things, what I call the scandal quotient, is great enough. You know, and again, this certainly is not coincidental. Because of the Chomer HaIsur, if the Chomer HaIsur isn't enough to neutralize or override B'chai Bohem, it's enough to promote, right, this, even B'tzina, as an act of Chilul Hashem. So then the argument is about, you know, the status of Avodah Zarah, its capacity to, or the threshold for, let's say, Chilul Hashem. Okay? Now again, Rambam quotes these dinim in Perakei Yochus Yisodei HaTorah. So this is like a massive, massive debate. Yeah?
Yeah, if you hold up the Machlokes in the first way, not about Chilul Hashem, then what about Sina qualifies this debate?
Sorry, say again?
Even
B'tzina where there's no Chilul Hashem. For the Chachamim, the B'tzina part is irrelevant.
Yeah,
I mean, Rabbi Shmuel saying,
"Why is it that B'tzina then changes the Masada?"
For who?
For Rabbi Shmuel.
It doesn't. Rabbi Shmuel is assuming two things. Number one, that B'chai B'hem V'lo Shiyomus B'hem. Certainly, B'makom Onus, right, takes priority from a pure objective, you know, Maisa Veira Pikuach Nefesh point of view. That's assumption number one. Assumption number two is that there's also no Chilul Hashem because it's B'tzina. I think Rabbi Shmuel has to hold both of those things. Okay? The Chachamim, I'm saying, could disagree with one, with the other, or they might think that both are not true. But for Rabbi Shmuel, I think you have to assume that, you know, the Chomer HaIsur alone, what the Ramban says, certainly rejected by Rabbi Shmuel. I think Rabbi Shmuel has to hold with both of those things. Is that clear? So, again, just as an example, the Baal Amor in Sanhedrin, famously, that's where the Ramban makes his comment, response to the Baal Amor. Baal Amor thinks that the factor of Hanas Atzmo in the Gimel Averos, like the Gemara says, you know, one of the Esther Farhes Yahaveh, says the Gemara, right? And then the Gemara gives two answers. One is, Esther Karka Olam. And the other one is, Hanas Atzmon Shayin. Gemara says if the Anas, you know, is motivated by pleasure, by his own appetite, it's not like a Lachis, right, very relevant to our topics. So then, in that circumstance, right, there's no Chiyuv Yaharig Vayavar, the Farhesia. That's a chiddush of the Gemara. Now, whether the both Deos and the Gemara agree with each other or they argue with each other, that's a debate among the Rishonim as well. But let's leave that together. I don't want to get deeply into that topic. I just want to draw out the parallel and just speak a little more about Avodah Zarah and these things. Now, so the Baal Amor has a chiddush. The Baal Amor's chiddush is that when the Gemara says that Hanos Atzmam Shiny, that Achashverosh's motivation, you know, somehow neutralizes the obligation here, his hedonistic motivation, that is true not only for Farhesia, but that is true also for the Gimel of Eros, or at least for Gilei Arayos. The question that bothered all Rishonim, you know, it's obvious in the Gemara, but from the beginning of the Baalei Tosfos is, why does the Gemara say Vaha Esther Farhes Yahava? It should have said Vaha Esther Gilei Arayos Hava. And that gets you know, the Rishonim into very interesting topics. Biasakum, and, you know, again, Karkaolam, all sorts of interesting issues. The Balamor's response to these issues is, when the Gemara says, Hanos Atzman Shaini for Farhesia, Hu Adin for Gili Arayos. And maybe it's even more obvious in Gili Arayos, for some reason. And the Ramban, responding to that, says, that doesn't make any sense. If the Mechayim is Farhesia, namely, Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem, so then saying Hanos Atzman Shaini makes a lot of sense. People understand that this isn't a test of conviction. This is a hedonist, you know, who's trying to have his way, you know, trying to feed his appetite. People don't look at it the same way. They don't say, "Oh, Klal Yisrael failed the litmus test." It's not a litmus test. It's just a practical problem. But the Gimel Averos, says the Ramban, that's because of Chomer Atzmon. What does that have to do with Hanos Atzmon? It's irrelevant. Okay, that's a part of the debate. There are many, many others. For example, what's the din if Avar below Nera? You're obligated to give up your life because we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, and you didn't do it. So what happens then? Right? So it's a very big debate among the Rishonim. The majority view of the Rishonim, the Rambam, the Ramban, they say you don't get the onesh of Avodah Zarah for that, because, you know, So the Ramban, they quote El Naral Esas Adavar. There's still a Ptur Anus, even though there isn't a Heter, Pikuach Nefesh. But there are other Rishonim who seem to explain that the reason that you don't get the death penalty if you didn't meet the challenge of Yari Vayavar is not because it's a Ptur Anus, because either way you were an Anus. It's because you're not going to get the death penalty for Avodah Zarah, because Avodah Zarah isn't the issue on the table. Right? Because the real reason that the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yishmael is not because they think that V'chai Bahem V'lo Shomos Bahem doesn't apply. It's because they think that even though it does, there's still a chiyuv of Kiddush Hashem because of Avodah Zarah, even Bitzina. But you don't get the death penalty if you violate Kiddush Hashem. Right? It's not a capital crime. Right? Now, there are Rishonim who actually think that you do get the death penalty if you're Avar V'lo Nera. Right? That's 2 days in Tosis in Sanhedrin. The Sugya of Oved Me'avo Me'ira, Samach Aleph of Beis in Sanhedrin. You have 2 days there. Like, it's, you know, again, it's, you know, Misha Nechnas Adar related too, because, you know, what was Haman wearing on his, you know, he was wearing a tzelem, it was a real tzelem, like, well, was it really Avodah Zarah? You know, all that kind of stuff. But there's a view in Tosis, and that's the view of Reb David Bonfil and the Urayim. There's a group of Rishonim who think that, you know, it's a harsh view. The normative psak is like the Rambam and the Ramban. But, you know, if you think that you get the death penalty for Lo Sa'avdeim, then obviously, you know, the Chachamim are disagreeing with point number one of Rabbi Yishmael. You know, not just point number two. Maybe they're not disagreeing at all with point number two. So this is a major, major debate. But let's just remember that that's a case of Anus. Okay, now, for example, what about, this is relevant to something we're going to talk about in a minute anyway. So this is a major debate. Well, let me sum it up. But actually, before I move on to talk about the other Averos, well, what's fascinating, getting back to what we started with, and asked Yoni the question, is the Makar. Yahavta Hashem Elokecha. Right? That tells us, that says what? I mean, depending on your point of view. That tells you about the Chomer HaIsar, right? That tells you about Kiddush V'Chilul Hashem Afilu Betzina, or both, if I'm right about the Rambam. It's an interesting makar. Just to to zero in on the problem for a moment, if you look at the Ran and Psachim, and the Maram Chalava and Psachim, they just, like, you know, in a very, like, innocent way, you know, just say, like, the Pasuk of Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is talking about Avodah Zarah, and it's talking about Avodah Zarah B'Mokom Onus. Like, that's just a strange... Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is a broad, you know, obligation. You know, the mitzvah of Avas Hashem, like Yoni was saying before. Right? The idea of being, of, you know, mitzvah, you know, chaviv alav migufo, Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha is like a major, major principle in Yahadus. And in the Rambam, it's like right in the beginning of Sefer Mitzvahs, for good reason. Avas Hashem, then Yiras Hashem, right after the theological things. Dan spoke about it on Chanukah. So it's just strange that that would be the makar on a specific level. It doesn't seem to be, unless we have a Masorah that V'Avtas Hashem Elokecha is referring to Avodah Zarah Be'ono. Some people say that. Some people do say that. Ah. But the idea may be that V'Avtas Hashem Elokecha is a very profound makar indeed. So again, some of the Rishonim say, well, it's, you know, on the one hand we say V'chai bohem v'lo shiyamas by it. So V'haftas Hashem Elokecha is kind of, afilu notelis nafshecha, right, tells you that there's an exception to that rule. This is how some of them explain it. I think the Rambam says this. Right? So on the one hand you have, you know, V'chai bohem. On the other hand you have, you know, there's at least one exception, afilu notelis nafshecha. So the kasa v'ashlishi yamachriya b'neim is to find the most chamor, you know, kind of a, you know, Maisa Vera or Easter that there is, and that will be, you know, the reference. Can't be all things, because it would contradict the Chai Bahem. Right? Okay. That's not so different. Oh, it is a little different. It's already a little bit, in terms of what I'm going to suggest in a second, but it's not so radically different, or you don't have to perceive it as being so different than saying, oh, we have a Masorah, that this is what it means. So maybe you don't have a Masorah, what it means, but in reconstructing, you know, the total evidence, this is kind of what it must mean. Okay? But I think that a better way to understand even that, and to go even further with it, is to say that Yahavtas Hashem Elokecha, which is a global idea, it tells us, you know, that of course there are going to be circumstances. It tells us kind of what the Chinuch said, which is V'chai bohem v'lo shiyamas bohem is also about quality of life. You can't totally, you know, compartmentalize that or you know, disconnect it, you know, from the meaning of life, from living a significant life, right? And, you know, from that point of view, anything, you know, which as a core, you know, idea, you know, kind of conflicts with V'Avtas Hashem Elokecha, either because, now here I don't know why, the Iser and the Chomer Hadavar, or because, you know, it produces a Gavra, you know, who's antithetical, you know, to the V'chai Bohem person that we want to protect, promote. Or maybe even more so, because it undercuts the linchpin, and therefore doesn't allow for any kind of compartmentalization, and therefore jeopardizes the totality of religious life. Right, that is unacceptable. So V'chai Bohem is great, you know, but there's also the Avdas Hashem Elokecha, and Avodah Zarah, you know, is antithetical to that. Again, because of all of these, I think particularly the compartmentalized one, but it could be the other one, it's hard to know. But I just think it's such a profound thing, you know, that the makar for this drastic, you know, requirement of actually giving up your life, your harig v'yavar, rather than, you know, go through the motions, ba'ones, of being over to Avodah Zarah, You know, is that a pasuk per se about avodah zara? It's this broader idea of being faithful to and having a kesher and a bond with, you know, the Rabbanu Sholem, the Avdas Hashem Elokecha. That's an amazing idea. So, I think the point is that Rabbi Yishmael, either because it was anus, you know, or maybe, you know, he's saying, listen, this is a terrible thing, but, you know, A, it's anus, maybe, and B, you know, he can still keep Shabbos, and he can still do other things, and, you know, maybe there's a kind of a, you know, chalel, you know, Isur Chomor Echad, you know, Kadei Shetichya V'Tase, you know, Mitzvos Harbe, right? Something like that, right? If it isn't only Shabbos, which is a debate among the Farshim. So, maybe Rav Hanan here it's Mezid. It's Mechudash in that way. And Rav Yishmael there, you know, are just looking at the Avodah Zarah or the V'chai Bahem in a narrower way. But this is also why even Betzina there can be Chilul Hashem. We have to Hashem Elokecha. Okay? So, having said that, this question also then affects, like, what do we mean, you know, in our context and also in that context, meaning in the context of Mumer L'Kol HaTorah Kula and Yehoreg Bal Yavar, and you can be Mechale. Like, what do we mean? What is included in the Hagdara of Avodah Zarah? Something that we talked about the other day. Because if it's the Maisa Veira or the Iser, you know, Chomor, then that's not going to include Marisayan or Lifnei Iver or even Isuriana, probably. And it's certainly not going to include, you know, proclaiming some other aspect of heresy. Right? And it's not going to include, you know, religions that are technically, you know, don't constitute an Avodah Zarah, like Islam. Right? Because it depends on, you have to look at the Avodah Zarah to what really constitutes Lo Sa'avdeim, you know, to qualify for this. On the other hand, if it's about Begida or Minus, you know, then maybe you don't need to actually be Ovid of Avodah Zarah. Maybe, you know, harboring or, you know, promoting, you know, certain views are the equivalent of that, which is a Begida, right, in terms of being a Gavra Rasha. Right, if we're talking about Chil Hashem, you know, Betzina, in the case of Yari Yabor, that's what we discussed the other day, right, then the things like Marisayan, you know, might qualify. Marisayan is just as much a Chil Hashem as the substance, you know, if people don't know the difference. Right? If we're talking about the linchpin idea, right, so, again, you know, how limited or expansive, you know, is that? Like, what does that include? Does that mean actually violating, or does it mean, again, harboring, you know, harboring these views or views that are the equivalent? So again, it's just very fascinating, this idea that Avodah Zarah for different things. So what I'm really suggesting is that what is included or under the rubric of Avodah Zarah itself, you know, which dinim, what depends on what we're talking about. Whether we're talking about Yehoreg Bal Yavar, whether we're talking about, you know, Mumer L'Kol HaTorah Kula, right, whether we're talking about, you know, the special korban of Avodah Zarah. So I just want to take a couple of minutes to talk about the, in addition to the role in the Aseret HaDibros and the Gevura, and everything that, you know, entailed by that, and having separate Suriana and the Din of Yehoreg Bal Yavar and all these things. In addition to that, you know, it should be noted that there's a special korban, you know, for Shigigas of Avodah Zarah, and a special parsha for that. That, of course, is in the parsha in Bamidbar Tesvav. in Parshas Shlach. Right, it's just a very remarkable thing. Right, in Kol HaTorah Kula, if you're a shogeg, you bring a korban. Right, you bring a chatas. And if you're a shogeg in a avodah zarah, right, then the dinim are different. And the language in the Torah is amazing. Chazal, what they say in the Mechilta, or that Rashi quotes. The Ramban's analysis is particularly amazing, and it highlights some of these questions. Right, the Torah says here, V'chit sishku v'lo sasu eis kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela asher dibar Hashem el Moshe. Right, if you're shogeg, but it says, v'lo sasu eis kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela. Pashtus is, it's something that you abstain from doing. Right, typically, the violation of a shkaga is when you violate a ma'isa vera, lo sase. Right, lo sase, that's b'alakshe for ma'isa, that's not gita klase, all the requirements. Instead, the Torah here speaks about shkaga, v'lo sasu, eis kol ha-mitzvah sa'ela, that's two things. And what it sounds passive, sounds like you're neglecting all mitzvos, and it sounds like essen. It's all mitzvos, and it's essen and passive, and it's kol mitzvah sa'ela. Like, how do you abstain from or violate in one fell swoop kol mitzvos? I'm setting this up. Asher diber Hashem al Moshe. Chazal noted that too. What do you mean, Asher diber Hashem al Moshe? I'll read Rashi, which is quoting the Mechilta, in just a second. Right? This the language of the Pesukim first. Eis kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biad Moshe. So, eis kol asher tziva means anything, or it means, you know, everything. All the mitzvos, the totality of mitzvos. And it's repeated again, Asher Diber Hashem El Moshe. Right? Eis kol asher tziva Hashem aleichem biyad Moshe. Min ayom asher tziva Hashem v'halol doroseichem. Right? Referring to, specifically, Maimon Har Sinai. V'haya im me'enei ha'eda nes al shkaga. Right? V'asu kol ha'eda par ben bakar echad le'ola. If it's a par helim davrishal tzibur parallel, meaning Bezna Gadol makes a mistake in Rov Klal Yisrael, are nichshal, so the karbonos that you bring for this avera differ from the other ones. Right? Different configuration. That already is very surprising. Right, this is Korban Avodah Zarah. We'll get to it in a second. But you notice that the Torah didn't say the words Avodah Zarah at all? Right? Moreover, by the way, I'll go read you the Rashi again in a second, as Chazal note. What's particularly interesting here also is that the Ola is brought prior to the Chatas, which is very rare. Typically not done. Korban Yoledes maybe has that. mostly... Chatas is kodem la'ola. We'll talk about that. We still want to get back briefly to Ola and Chatas, but I won't. The chipera kohen al kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'nislach lahem kishgagahi v'heim iviyu es korbanam yishel Hashem v'chatasam v'nei Hashem al shigasam v'nislach kol adas b'nei Yisrael v'lager ha'gor b'tzolcham kicholam b'shgaka. Not a word, not an explicit word about Azar. We just don't know what this parsha is even talking about. If it's an individual, he also brings a different configuration of karbanos than a typical chatos. And again, it's not identified. Right? A nefesh asher tasa biyad rama mino ezrachem min ager es Hashem hu megadeif. Okay, that's strong words. Whatever this is, it's if he does it, the mezid, it's the equivalent of megadeif. There's also a curious choice. Obviously, it brings it closer to avodah zarah, but what we're saying is doing this itself is an act of giduf, even if you're not actually megadeif. V'nichras ha-nefesh ha-him mikerav ama Kidvar Hashem Baza, these psukim seem superfluous, right? Kidvar Hashem Baza is an act of ridiculing or attacking the whole system, Dvar Hashem. That's mitzvosav hefer. Hikares, tikares anefesh ahi avonaba. That's it. Right, the word of Avodah Zarah doesn't appear here. I'm just going to read you very quickly Rashi, and the Ramban is much more, of course, but so what does Rashi say? Mostly it's quoting Mechiltas. V'chisishka v'losasu, avodas kochavim hoysa b'chal kalamitzvos, sh'atzibur mevino le'apar, v'kosav motziyakan mechlalan lidon b'par le'ola v'sar l'chatos. Different configuration of karbonos.
Wow.
Okay. V'chisishgu, ba'avodas kochavim akosav medaber, o enu ala ba'achas mikol mitzvos, tamud lomar, es kol mitzvos ha'ela. Mitzvah akas shehi kekol ha'mitzvos. Sound familiar? Ma over al kol ha'mitzvah porek ol mefer bris u'megal panim. Of course, all of this is, I mean, it goes beyond, when you reject kol ha'Torah kula, you're not just rejecting, you know, each one individually, you're also a bogeid who is throwing off the shackles and ridiculing the totality of the system, right? Af mitzvah zu, even though it's one seemingly, porik ba'ol mefer bris u'megal panim. Beis zu, avodas kochavim. So again, because of the chomer hadavar, maybe, for sure also, because of the gavra being a bogeid, for sure, right? But also probably because absent of Avodah Zarah, or trampling on Avodah Zarah, means rendering everything else not the rest of the religion. Asher dibar Hashem al Moshe, anochi velo yielecha, bipi agvura shemanum, achas dibar Elohim, relukim, sorry, shtayim zu shamati. I mean, the Torah emphasizes, after all, this was the Dibros Hashem Beferush, meaning in terms of the Chomer Adavar, in terms of the Gavra, and in terms of what it does to the rest of the system, not a coincidence. That's what we're being merames. Why merames? Why did I just say Avodah Zarah? Because the whole point is to bring it, you know, to show what it is about it and how consistent that is with everything else about it. Right? Es kol asher tziva, magid shekol amoda b'avodah zarah, this is the court of the Mechilta, ke kofer b'kol ha'Torah kula, u b'chol ma shenisnabu anaviyim, shenemar limin ayom az shar tziva Hashem v'hola. This is an attack l'dorei doros, you know, from Maimed Har Sinai, you know, to everything that will be, because it's incompatible. Okay, what else? L'chatos, chaser aleph, she'enu kishar chatos, she'kol chatos she'betorah habos, right, im ola ha'chatos, kodmos le'ola, she'nemar ha'sheni yase ola, le'zu ola kodemes l'chatos. Why is that significant? We've already alluded to it, but we'll again speak more when we talk about the Mishnah Melech and Gemara, but I think I already mentioned earlier in the year, right, that Ola typically, in my opinion, focuses on the Gavra beyond the Maisa Avera. So in this unique Korban of Avodah Zarah, the Ola is more prominent. We'll see. Techta Bishgaga, Bavodas Kochavim. Again, you have a different configuration there as well. Okay. Again, you know, he's mevaza dvar Hashem, pasuk dvar Hashem baza, azara sofer kochavim mipi agvura, bashar mipi Moshe. Okay. The Ramban, again, I'm going to limit this to the two because I want to move on, but Ramban in Bamidbar, you know, kedarko, just expands, zeroes in an expansive way on some of these issues. Here, Perek Tassava Chachachav Beis. I'm sorry, Mitzvah Chachav Beis. That gives away a lot, right? Haparsha azu stuma b'mashma'a. Right? And again, we could add, intentionally so. The Torah knows how to be specific. Why not save us all a lot of time and effort? Just to add the word Avodah Zarah. The Torah knows how to say Avodah Zarah. Haparsha azu stuma b'mashma'a. V'yitu ba balei hapshat. So that would cause the Ibn Ezra to mistake. Lomashu korban amishalo osa mashetziva lasos v'hu shogeg. That's a general idea. Korban for somebody who didn't do what he was supposed to do. V'divreim divairuach. Shimkein yachiv korban v'chometzas aseh shebetorah kishalo kiyem eskulam v'shogag ba'achas. Every time you don't do a mitzvah aseh, you should bring a korban? The second part of the part of the psukim, it's not for abstaining, is it? It's for maisa, but it does sound in the psukim like it's also abstaining. Says Ramban, Aval tamo shetishku velo tasu mashetziva Hashem. Aval tasu hafko. Oh. How do you navigate the evidence? It means you don't do what you're supposed to do, but you do the opposite. Lehefach. Lehachis, basically. Or lehefach. Right? Oh, yomar shetishku velo tasu mitzvosav v'meshe hizra eschem shalo lasos. Sometimes we use the language of mitzvos even for lavin, but why here? Why are these lavin, why is this lav called the abstaining from doing collective mitzvos, not just individual mitzvah? Right? So it either means asiyat hafuch, which has a rebellious connotation, or here, what we're saying is, there's an equation, right, between violating and abstaining. But why? Violating is always worse than abstaining, no? The answer is because it's abstaining from everything. V'hine chiyuv korban zeh b'shigas ha'edem mishunam min ha'korban ha'omer b'parshas v'yikra. Meaning the regular one. Kisham chayv l'havi par l'chatas. V'kan par l'ola usir l'chatas. Okay, nu'tzokur ha'b'seinu lomar shizeh korban al shigas avodah zarah. The Lashon HaKosov shelo notzi osom ipshuto mashmo yomar v'chisishgu mikol ha-mitzvos v'tavro kol masha tziva Hashem lachem biad Moshe shelo tasu davar mikol masha tziva eschem takriva korban hazeh. Meaning, that's what Avodah Zarah is. Avodah Zarah is the embodiment of violating or not doing everything. V'lekachol hizkir b'kan kasher yomar b'korban hasachet. Achas mikol mitzvos Hashem. It doesn't mean anything. It means everything. What's the one mitzvah that embodies everything? The answer is Avodah Zarah, because it renders everything else insignificant. It makes you an outsider. Whatever else you're doing doesn't count. V'nizek kefi mashma'o shu korban mumar l'chol ha-Torah b'shogeg. Right? Ramban couldn't write words more conducive to what we're trying to say. Right, it's not the Maisa Aveira alone. It's that this Maisa Aveira betokens Mumr Sagavra and it renders everything, you know, insignificant. Kagon, Haholech v'nidbak liachas mina umos, this is fascinating, lasos kahem v'lo yirtza lios b'klal yisrael klal. So the Ramban, when he wants to exemplify what this might mean, right? Doesn't speak about Avodah Zarah at all. He speaks about the national betrayal of the Jewish people, not identifying as a Jew. It's the same thing, basically. The year kolze b'shogeg kagon shiya b'yachid tinok shenijba lebein ha'umos u'bekahal kagon shechashvu shekvar avar zman ha'torah b'lo hoysa l'doros olam. Right, everything is, you know, it's a freely entered covenant. All these are ways of bishogeg, of having zero connection to Torah Hashem. Inin shal Yisrael omrim v'sholim is Yecheskel. Bo'an Hashem yizikenei Yisrael v'yashu lefanai. Yomer lo Rabbeinu Yecheskel rei evet shemachu rabba le'yetzim reshuso. O sheyishkechu asat Torah. Kvar ira lanu kein bavanoseinu. Kibit mei malchi Yisrael hirshiu k'mo yiravam. Shachu rov ha'am. Torah v'mitzis legamri. Kasher ba the sefer. What the Rabban is saying is it doesn't have to be actual of Avodah Zarah according to the psukim. What he's going to conclude is, well, technically, halachically, it does. So what's the point? The answer is, maybe you need, in order to trigger the actual karban, a technical act of Avodah Zarah. But the point is that it isn't because of the Chomer Ha'isa or the Ma'isa Aveira, says Ramban, it's because of the embodiment, you know, of Mumrius, Begida, and the rendering of the entire framework, and therefore everything that comes linchpin with it, you know, into nothing. V'zehu shimush lashon ha'kosev shashgoga azotzon is keres kan hi betorah ubemitzvos bechlalon. Yalz kein yichtu lahem rabosenu mitzvah achas. Now he's explaining the technical norm. Shebishigasa yotza mechlal Yisrael v'kol ha'mitzvah bahem. Umikol mitzvah behem, sorry. Behi avodah zara, b'yashir akasu v'chi sishgul alecha sachrei Elohim acherim, v'lo sasu davar mikol mitzvah Hashem, meaning al pidin, it's not considered then also mitzvah mikol Hashem, ki amoda beloka zulaso kvar hu bitel etzlo kol mashat tziva Hashem anechbad, bein mitzvah se, bein mitzvah lo sase. Shimish eloka zulato yirato mitzvota v'kol chiyu behem eno klum. That's fine. I think you could say other things here, but v'nei ba parsha lahodiam kafila ba barzari chaper al shogim avol osam biad rama yachris osam and so on. And later on, again in the next piece, pasuk kafe, he says v'hisker kain legodel hachet shehu b'kol mitzvos Hashem. Because it isn't just, again, the Chomer or the Ma'isa Aveira, although for sure that's connected, it's the embodiment of everything. Leimor, Afal bishachet gadol b'maod ma'od, kivin shu shkaga v'emivyo la karbanam, olo v'chatas, ro'e l'chaper b'em. Then we talk about the Lager Hagar, he says, ki agerim b'chei tazem mukshalim tamid u'machshilim b'es Yisra. Okay. You get the basic idea. So the point is that this is now, in light of this, it's fascinating to think about Shabbos and also about the Rabbeinu Yerucham. So what about Rabbeinu Yerucham? Ari? Rabbeinu Yerucham, who gets picked up by the Shulchan Aruch also. What do you talk about? You may not know it is Rabbeinu Yerucham. David?
Says that a Umar Lahachet says
not a mumlahachis. Yeah, but they also quote the Rabbeinu Yerucham. That's not the quote of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Yitzi? Daniel? Eitan? Let's say you're a mumlachol Torah kula chutz me avodah zara and Shabbos. Doesn't say that in our Gemara. So Rabbeinu Yerucham said, what? That's a mumar l'chol Torah kula. And the Shulchan Aruch paskins that way. Is that so obvious? What? It's not in our Gemara. Does it make sense? Yes. Is it? Does everybody have to agree with that? No. I mean, where did Rabbeinu Yerucham get it from? I think two things. Number one, if you're saying that a mumar avodah zarah is a mumar l'chol Torah kula, then the implication is that a mumar l'chol Torah kula is a mumar l'chol Torah kula. Right? But I think more than that, again, if this idea was because of the Chomer HaIsur, then I think it's very suspect. If it's because, as the Gemara explains it, namely, if this is a linchpin part of the Din of Avodah Zarah, Right? So then, the idea of saying, well, and if you actually, you know, are bogeyed in Kala Tara Kula, you know, you can be bogeyed in Kala Tara Kula in two ways. One is it's embodied in Avodah Zarah. And the other is if you actually are, Kol Shekein if you actually are. Right? But I'm not even sure that that's true. I mean, it might be true. Yochanan Aruch thinks it's true. That's good enough for me. But I don't know whether the Rambam and other Rishonim who don't say that, Kiddush of Rabbein Yerucham, they might just say, you know what? Avodah Zarah embodies Kol Torah Kula, and everything else is a compartmentalized, you have tons of compartmentalized violations. But who says that we should see them, you know, together? That's an interesting question. But if you violate one thing, like, but you do other things, of course it's compartmentalized, it's narrow. Let's say you violate everything but, or you violate everything for that matter. You know, so you say, well, look, you know, the common denominator is what you're doing. But here, number one, you're apparently not violating Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. And number two, you still could have said, so you have 600 and you're an insider Yisrael who's got 611, you know, al-chaitz to say. A lot of al-chaitz. And Chazanim would love it, but not so clear. Yeah. According to Tosfos, you think Tosfos says that? That's what Tosfos says?
Maybe he's talking about Le'Teyavon.
Oh, in Le'Teyavon.
Maybe.
I'll look at it again. Maybe. But either way, all I'm saying is this is a fascinating. Again, Rabbeinu Yerucham said it. We could totally understand it. But depending on what your perspective is in all this, you know, you could argue for two very or three very good reasons that maybe it isn't the case. And then it's very ironic, but very conceptually understandable that it's still different. I mean, if you have, I mean, what does it mean when you say the other part, you know, the part in our Gemara, you know, call a mode, you know, call a kofer b'avodah zarah, you know, he's got huge flaws. But theologically, it's okay. Right? Ah. So that's with regard to the question of Kol Torah Kula. The formulation of Kol Torah Kula is something that was seized on also by the Radvaz. I want to talk a little more about that. The Radvaz, in his Perush on Maisa Karbonos, right, says... That's what he talks about Islam, and he says persons who is true will talk about that more. Yeah.
Yeah, is it really such a fetish? I mean, the Gemara in the concluding price does have a category of Kula.
Right, I'm saying a lot of the Rishonim think of that me, i.e., about a Zara, Yain Nesach, about
a Zara. But it says it regardless of it, because the Gemara says if you say that in the price in the Sefer, it says Momar and Momar the Nasif, and it says if you say that Momar is Momar the Kula Turkula, then Hain Erasha.
I'm just saying, it's not clear to me that you have to read it that way. Number two is, even if you do, it's not clear that once you exclude Avodah Zarah and Chilul Shabbos, that that's still the same. I think it makes sense. I don't think it's mucha. I don't think it's a... Let me say it this way. I don't think it's a coincidence that they're quoting it the name of Rabbeinu Yerucham. I mean, they're giving him credit.
I thought the finish of Rabbeinu Yerucham is that he actually...
Yeah, we'll get to that. Oh, you think in that direction? I thought it was in the other direction. Okay, we'll talk more about it. Yeah, the Rajma has this idea of Rove, which I think is much bigger Kiddush, obviously. Although it makes sense. The Rajma makes sense too. I thought that the quotation, the fact that they quote Rabbeinu Yerucham, is their way of saying, yeah, we're Makabal Rabbeinu Yerucham, but we're giving him credit. Not that you need more than Rove. I don't think that's how they quote him, but that this is true.
Because I think anything less would just be a Mumar L'Hachas and would be...
Well, it might be a Mumar. It doesn't have to be Mumar L'Hachas. It's to be Mumar L'Teyavon of Kol Torah Kula. Because remember, again, Mumar L'Chal Shabbos and Avodah Zarah might be L'Teyavon. Especially if you hold Mumar L'Hachas fundamentally, you know, as Kegar L'Chal Advarim, then you don't need it in the rest of it. That's a it's got to be Bateyam. Right? So again, in Hilchos Matzah Karbanos, Perek Gimel, the Radvaz, one second. I'm not making this up, right? Oh, Vida. So Avah Bishul Akasa Varbenu, El Meshumid La Barazar Mechal Shabbos Befarhesia, Hu Adin Emu Meshumid Lachal Torah Kula. Avah Bishul Eina Oved Avarazar. So what is that? So I would have thought that he was going to do Rabbeinu Yerucham or the Rajba, right, with the Rov. But what he says is, Kigon shechazar ledas yishma'elim she'enam ov de'avadazara kasher katsav harab b'tshuva kilo mipnei she'em b'chazvim aleinu nichsav anu aleihem v'afilu shehaya shomer Shabbos mishumad nikra ye'horig v'alyavar v'harakti b'zeh b'tshuvas she'elim. Maybe we'll look at these. V'chein Risa also, we should look at that very quickly. L'haritva meant that's the one in Psachim. Ritvam Tzachim Pekomas Rabin Sheheshiv Kimishon Su Lachzor L'das Yishmael Yehorig Val Yavar Zenikra Meshumad L'chol HaTorah the Tani Reisha the Brisa. Now what's fascinating to me is that the Radvaz here, again, he's not talking about Rov, he's not talking, I don't know what he would say about the Rajva or Ben Yerucham, but I would have just said it a little bit differently than the Radvaz. I would have said that when we say that a Mumer L'Avodah Zara is a Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula, right, we don't. It's like the Ramban's, you know, parshanut, you know that. But again, you could say that's about korban avodah zarah. I mean, we're really talking about three different issues, and there are more. We're talking about the sugya from Shmuel Rabbi Shmuel the Chachamim of Yehorig Vayavar. We're talking about Ravanan and Tanakama and whatever about Mumel Kol Torah Kula. Right, and I was trying to read from the parsha, you know, of the special Korban, you know, Beshogeg, and the special Dinmezid of violating Avodah Zarah, where the Torah doesn't say the words of Avodah Zarah, and the Ramban in particular, you know, the Rashi and the Ramban, and the Ramban even more, but also Rashi, when he quotes from Bechilta, kind of highlight, you know, that it isn't just, you know, the Isra of Maisa of Avodah Zarah, etc. So, what I'm trying to say is, if I wanted to say what the Radvaz would have said, I wouldn't have necessarily have like called a press conference and said, by the way, it's not just Avodah Zarah, it's also Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula. The Hainu, you know, is La. What I would have said was, this din of Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, which is a Mumer L'chol HaTorah Kula, isn't primarily, or maybe the answer is, isn't only because of the Maisa Avera, or the Chomer HaIsur, I mean the technical Avodah Zarah, it's because of Avodah Zarah's special weight, right, vis-a-vis, as a linchpin. And consequently, under the rubric of Mumel Avodah Zarah, right, I would place even something which isn't technically Avodah Zarah, which is still a Begida for Klal Yisrael, and for of the Rabbonu Shel Olam, namely embracing another religion like Islam, even though it's not technically an Avodah Zarah. It sounds like the Radvaz is saying there are two dinim. There's Mumer L'Avodah Zarah, and then Mumer L'Chol HaShabbos, and those are because of the Chomer HaIsur, or the Shem Gavra Mumer because of that. But there's another din of Mumer L'Chol Torah Kula, and even somebody who's Oved Islam, you know, even though that's not what Mumer L'Avodah Zarah means here, right? But that's Mumer L'Chol HaTorah Kula. Just like, now if you said to the Radvaz, what do you think about Rabbeinu Yerucham? Again, or the Rajba, he might say, absolutely. Kol Shekein them. Or he might say, no, because those are all, you know, one and 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 one. You know, in mine, even though it's not what Avodah Zarah means, is an embodiment. Right? So again, when we look at the language, again, of course, in light of what we've been saying also, like this question of Islam, let's say, or some of the other issues. What about Avodah Zarah Drabbana? What about Avodah Zarah, which is only Balad, like the Yidbak, or those kind of things? Or Asiya, or Balad, whatever. The less core ones. Now, this parallel question applied to the Korban of Avodah Zarah, the Din of Mumer Lechol HaTorah Kula, the Din of Yehoreg Bal Yavor, and maybe other dinim, you could be Mechalik. Like the Radvaz is saying, oh, there's Yehoreg Bal Yavor in Islam, there's Mumer Lechol HaTorah Kula in Islam. But in Yehoreg Bal Yavor, it's certainly, by the way, Midin of Avodah Zarah. If he's quoting the Ritva. We'll see, the Ritva talks even about Api Karsin. Meaning what, again, like we talked about before, if your Harik Val Yavar is about Chilul Hashem Betzina, is it about the Chomer HaIsur Ravera of Avodah Zarah? Or it's about, this total rejection of Kol HaTorah Kula? Right? It could be that some dinim, it could be even Medayik and Psukim. I mean, the Torah does say Lo Savdeim, in Yesar Sadibros, and elsewhere, Tarsha we just read too, right? In other places, like in the Korban of Odazara, right? That's what's so striking about it. It's Man Dekar Shnei, although it's definitely alluded to in the, Dvar Hashem, Diber Hashem, Diber Hashem, Ayde Moshe, like the Medrash points out. Okay. Having said all this, I have to stop. I want to finish this up next time, but having said that, so now we've talked, and the Rajba we just talked about. I'll also maybe talk a little bit more about the Rov issue. So you have the Rajba, you have Rini Rukham, you have the Radvaz, and all these issues. Now what about Shabbos? So is Shabbos also because of linchpin? Or Shabbos is more about, Kofar B'mayis Abreishis? Or the Os? So those are linchpin things, like Avodah Zarah? It works exactly the same way? In which case, the default would be that we would, all things being equal, we'd assume that their rules are the same. And then we'd wonder, why do you need Farhesya and Shabbos, and you don't need it in Avodah Zarah? It could be for quantitative reasons. Right? And what about, again, the Hergel question? The first time, or showing a pattern, or other issues. Right? What about Drabanans, Daraisas, Labin? Is it all the same? Now, there are some formulations, and you can make a case that Shabbos is a linchpin, not in the same way, in my opinion, objectively, or even in terms of sources, that you can in the Avodah Zarah. You could say, there are some statements, first of all, the Aruch Chaim in the beginning of Bereishis is on Drush, but he doesn't think it's Drush. The whole world, wouldn't exist if there wasn't Shemirah Shabbos. And there's some difference, he says something similar. But even in terms of the entire week, revolving around Shabbos, Kol HaYomim Yom Kim, the first Kedusha in the Torah, as I've mentioned many times, I think it's significant, is Shabbos. First full day of creation is Shabbos. So there's plenty of good reason to think, that Shabbos is an anchor and it's not just a mitzvah. That for sure is a davar pasha. Whether you can go far enough with some of these, perspectives to say it's the equivalent of what we're trying to say now, this third category of Avodah Zarah, maybe that embodies or is a linchpin for Kol HaTorah Kula, to be honest, I think it's a stretch. I think there are things you could cite, but I think it's not so posh. I would think, that, again, in Chazal, and in the Psukim, the indications of, Kolamode, Kolakofer, the fact that, again, Farhesya is required, to me, those things imply that there's still a difference between Avodah Zarah and Shabbos. But is it, again, to say it's the Chomer Maiso Aveira, even though it's very Chomor, it also becomes an issue with Farhesya. So it sounds like Shabbos is about, again, the implications of being a moreid or a meshumad legave Shabbos, the gavra. Right? Either for the Rambam on the os part, or for Rashi, you know, on the hakachashas ma'isa bereishis, that's an unacceptable view, you know. And therefore the pirsum part of it, you know, becomes important too. Like meid, you know, she in a kadosh baruch hu bore or shoves, you know, b'maisa bereishis, etc. To me, it seems like that's a little bit different issue. Once that's the case, then not only farhesia, but the question of, you know, a pattern, you know, and maybe other things as well. Lekula or lechumra, drabanans, daraisas, etc., tshuva, yes or no, become possible too. And then instead of saying, you know, that they're 100% equivalent, like would you say legoi kegoi lechal advarim? To say the kegoi lechal advarim by barazara, you know, I think is easier, obviously, than to say it by chelal Shabbos, even by Hesia. The Gemara doesn't say it in this context by Avodah Zarah either. I think some of the Gonim say it, and the Rambam picked up on it and says it. We'll read the Rambams when we hopefully finish with all this on Tuesday. But and the Rambam does say it by Shabbos too. But I do think that there's room for Nafkamina and for Shabbos being a very different, you know, kind of a model. As Lahachis is a different model. And that there may have consequently be nafkamina. So let's pursue that and those issues. Again, I'll speak a little more about the Radvaz and the Ritva and so on, but mostly let's try to finish up these categories. And I still want to speak about, again, that Mishnah Malach. And if you get a chance to go through Siman Beis in Yoreh Deah, I'm probably going to talk about a couple of quick things, but we've done pretty much everything in it. And it's, again, a great, in addition to the material that's interesting there, of course. And we've invested in the Rishonim, so every Rishon they're quoting, you practically know. But it's also, as I say, a good elaborate, a good way kind of to see what happens when you know a sugya and what, you know, the different strata and psak and, you know, what gets accepted and how that has a life of its own. It's just a very... Anytime you do a sugya well, you can do that, but this would be an example of it. So, again, we're not going to spend so much time, not going to do it thoroughly, but it's something to think about. I still want to talk also, we have to talk about the Eshkol, the Tashbeitz, meaning this idea of whether it's in Mumla Hakas or Mumla Barazar or Mumla Chalsa Shabbos, do you really lose your Kedushas Yisrael, Doraisa, and for what? Obviously, some parallels to our Kuti discussion, our Gamers discussion. So there's still some things to do, but hopefully the end is near. And then I want to go back, I say, speak about the Mishnah Melech and Ola and Chatos briefly, and then talk about Taklife Isure Hana. So start looking at that also, the Balamor, the Ramban, Rashi, Rashi and Tosis and Pesachim, Tosis and Avodah Zarah. Right? So hopefully we'll move more quickly, and then we'll start with Bob and Zion.
It's also just worth noting that there seems to be a huge debate